we did with the PTO.
The program?
Yes,
sure,
yes,
yeah.
Yes.
We can give them the actual program that was broadcast to the
Přesně vám to dáme tak, jak to bylo předloženo.
A bude to kopie použito na Československé?
If this copy they can use in a Czech television.
I don't think there'll be any problem with
it. It's a professional copy,
I think. It's easy, we have all the equipment for it. We have all the equipment to make a professional copy easily.
If we're using CD.
We have a pneumatic high then, where it is possible to make a sheet of
I don't know if we use it in TV, but it would be very good if we have, without any commercial and technical problem, the copy, which we, if it is necessary, can use also in TV.
I suspect there will be no problem about that.
It's wonderful.
Okay. did you hear any report from America, from any friends who saw the program?
No.
It was last night broadcast.
What was last night?
This program was broadcast last night.
Yes.
Yes. You heard the news about Romania?
Yes, I know.
Yeah.
How long do you want to speak with me? I have many questions.
I have two questions
and how long is this?
We can be something like 7 or 8 minutes.
Well, and I have to speak English or Czech.
If you can English, please.
And how complicated are your questions?
How complicated are you? I want to ask some questions about your feeling about the presidency and what it is. It's mostly a symbolic presidency, so why is it so important for some reform?
Well, I think that it isn't proper for me to answer you in English, in my poor English, but probably will be the problem to understand well your question.
I can ask Irena to translate the question if you want to do that.
Yes, of course I would love to, but I think that your English is sufficient and they would much more enjoy if you speak in English than me translating.
No, just a question.
Question, of course.
Well, you can ask me and I shall see if I understand you or not.
All right, fair enough. Okay, Mr. Havel, you've said many times that in your heart you really don't want to be president and really wanted to be president. Why not?
You see, I never want to be president. I never fight for it. In our country, a different situation in the United States. In the United States, everybody who wants to be president must want to be it and must to do something for it, must arrange the campaign, etc. I didn't do anything like it. People around me and the Czechoslovak society wanted me as a candidate. I'm only a candidate, I'm not a president. And they explained me that it is necessary and I accept this. This fact 3 hours before it was published that they wanted.
People say about you that basically you want to be a writer, that you're shy, that you don't enjoy speaking to hundreds of thousands of people, you don't enjoy the idea of having to travel and shake hands. Is it true?
Is it true? But I have to do it when it is necessary and I hope that it will not be for a long time.
Why is it so important for Civic Forum to win the presidency when, at this moment, the presidency is not a position with very much constitutional power?
In our country, it is everything different than you are used to, everything new. It is difficult for me to explain it in one short interview in my poor English. But now is the situation that Civic Forum isn't a position in classical sense of this word. It is something like speaker of society, yes. It isn't any party or anything like it. It is movement which is accepted by all official political forces. It's difficult to explain what it means, but it is a fact.
We've been traveling outside Prague and asking average people about Václav Havel, what do you know about him? Most people say, we know he suffered and he wrote some plays. They don't know what you wrote. They don't really know your ideas. And some people have poisonous ideas from newspapers over 10 years. They say things, very bad things about your background and your family, this kind of thing. Can you change this so quickly? Can you take this poison out of society so quickly?
It isn't my job to like people who I am, yes. They want me, I accept it, and if they know something about me or if they know more or less about me, it's their job, not mine. I don't do anything for it. Other people do it, for example, during 7 days in 100,000 copies was published one of my books. It was not my idea to do it, but some publishing house did it, yes. The job of other people.
It's the job of other people to educate. You can't do an interview with two questions.
Yes,
it's
but that was separate, you see, before.
No.
Thank you very much.